I go by DJ Raw Skills.
Bradley Ellis, a.k.a. DJ Raw Skills, burst onto the Twin Cities music scene in 1998 and quickly rose to musical fame, becoming the number one DJ in 2000 after winning the Sound Clash battle of nightclub DJs in the Twin Cities. His family is from Leech Lake, but he grew up in the Twin Cities. He currently resides on the east side of St. Paul.
All my life, I've just been like a professional DJ. I either worked in the restaurant or the bar scene, DJing. And on the side of that, I would do hip-hop shows.
In 2003, he took several years off, but he returned to the music scene in 2011 and is determined to regain his place at the top.
When the bar that I used to DJ for 7.5 years, the longest running one, ended up selling their bar, you know, and the people that bought it wanted to go a different route. I could easily went and got some other gigs, you know, another residency, because my name is still big down in the cities, and you know, I'm a well-established DJ and I got a brand, so people already know that.
After his gig ended, Ellis got involved with Chase Manhattan, another DJ living and working in Minnesota. Chase had a clothing line called Hustle Tribe and asked Ellis to be part of his business, which is now doing quite well. He does some stuff here and there, but is mostly committed to working with Chase. He's still a DJ at heart, though.
See, I spent years in my bedroom perfecting my craft, so when I came out professionally, I was already beating all the DJs in the Twin Cities. And when people were hearing me for the first time and just giving it a little while, I was like the best unknown DJ, or the well-known unknown DJ.
For any people out there wanting to be a DJ, Ellis says the best thing to do is love your craft.
You got to find someone that inspires you, because that's what I had early on, you know what I'm saying? I seen someone do it personally, firsthand, so I got to touch it and play the turntables, you know what I'm saying?
He says the technique of scratching and getting to know the turntables is like muscle memory, like playing guitars or drums. It's something that's more of an instinct.
Learn your craft, whether it be DJing or anything. You, like I said in the radio, I said if you apply yourself, give yourself 1 year, you get rid of all distractions, and you apply yourself and practice. In 1 year, you'd be the best at what you do.
For KBFT, I'm Allison Herrera.